he went to Liverpool, and yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I don't know what Liverpool are doing with him. I don't know if it was Liverpool's fault or
we can help you if you said his name.
Injuries. Alex, can you let me land, please? See, this is why I'm just gonna start landing because I don't get a chance to land. I'm just gonna land the plane now and go for Alexis Chamberlain.
Alexis Chamberlain. Alexis.
Alex Oxlade Chamberlain.
Oh my God. I've just clocked it. Here's a little secret for you. I wear crazy trousers now. Yeah, I try and buy as many as possible.
What's that say on there?
It doesn't matter. Yeah? Sorry, it doesn't matter. Because I just want to say, yeah? I got it from Tigo.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'm wearing like camo.
But this material.
Nike Tech box.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And you've got a few other combat shorts and stuff. I'll be honest, yeah. I like it, T. Sorry.
Thanks, Dazza.
What do you say thanks for?
No, because do you wear leather straps on your jumpers? Cause
that's
of me,
crazy.
Cause I've never done that.
That's like what Bobby Brown was wearing in the days.
You know what's mad? I've never noticed your shoulders before.
Bro,
I can't physically notice his shoulders. It's not possible.
What's wrong with them?
The lack of...
I went gym yesterday, so don't worry, they're coming. They're going to come out a bit more, that's what I'm saying. But are you talking about this, bro? Let's talk about your shirt.
Go on then.
What's wrong with your shirt?
What's wrong with it?
Go on then.
What's right with it?
Land it.
You need to iron. You need to iron.
Okay, cool.
What do you mean, okay? Go get iron now. He's got iron, man.
Welcome to another special, very special bonus episode. What noise was that?
You know what? Well, we're here.
I thought it was going to be a West Ham top or something.
Oh, wow.
Okay. PK style.
PK, Specs. Yeah. Young Steph wore it to the GRM Gala the other week.
Big up Jan Tefshi.
I think I've done a vest episode before.
You've done a vest episode.
You have. You definitely need the iron in there. I might have to buy iron for you, man. You're not taking a mitt, man.
Well, we could use your jumper as the ironing board. That's why it's got the leather patch on it.
That's fine, but we need iron in it.
I've never seen leather creased. That's crazy.
It's because it's not leather, it's pleather.
It's definitely pleather.
It's definitely leather. I got it from, I get this from Sarah a couple of years ago. I just saw it in a spare room and I thought, you know what?
He ain't leather.
It definitely is leather.
It's leather presenting.
Feel it, but I know this guy will try and get a sight or something.
No,
so.
Yeah. I was going to do it as well.
Do what? Feel it?
No.
It's not a woman to jump, man. I think it's wide to fly.
You think it's what?
I think it's kind of fly.
Kind of fly. Yeah. Okay.
That's what they used to talk like when they wore them.
You don't think that's fly, do you?
Yeah.
It's not to say it's bad or anything, but it's like just basic. It's not like
that's
fly.
It's basic. There's nothing wrong with it.
You're not going to get no style points for the top.
No. No one ain't getting no style points in there today anyway, I'll tell you that.
Well, what did you think when you put it on, though? Like, when you put it on, you must
tell
have thought,
you what,
like, I look
all
right.
I went into the spare room.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, spare room. Ooh, look at that.
And I went into the black bag and I saw it. I was thinking,
black
right,
bag.
I went in a minute.
A black bag.
Huh?
What do you mean?
No, I've got stuff in the black bag in it because I was clearing out the spare room. But when I opened up and I saw this, I thought, you know what? Why not?
So the spare room holds all the old clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch the Throne Era jumper.
Huh?
Do you remember Watch the Throne era when everyone just had leather randomly incorporated in their clothes?
Yeah. Oh, at least it's iron anyway, but I don't care what no one tells you.
Are your glasses new?
Yeah, you know what? I need to pick up the people that got me these glasses, you know?
Nah, okay, they didn't pay. They didn't pay for
that. Sorry, I tried. You can see I tried still, I can't do it. But yeah, these are fly. Where did I get these about?
These are fly.
Yeah, I got these about a couple months ago. Yeah, man.
They look different. I'm noticing them.
Yeah.
Nice, I'm noticing them.
They've got a little thing at the side as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm a glasses man. Glasses, man. I'm going to get some next ones soon. Hopefully.
How many glasses have you got?
About 7 right now.
Is it? What's too much? Like, because I know Specs has got bare. What's you aiming for? You got a target?
I just want to have different glasses. Well, I don't know. Maybe 20 I might stop at. And I might get contact lenses, you know.
Wow.
Have you ever rocked goggles?
Why are you getting laser eye surgery?
What's funny, huh? I thought about that as well, you know.
I heard that's proper, you know.
I thought about it.
Are they both the same?
No. This one is mashup. This one's like minus 250, this says.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
it's only going to get worse.
Let me make sure it's this eye. I can't remember what eye is.
Well, no, it's this one. This one.
Look, like, take up the glasses to get a better gauge of which one is the bad one.
I'm already asking you still, but I think it's this eye here, this left one.
Okay.
Left eye.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
I know you're saying about myself recently, yeah. When I watch TV
at night, I watch with one eye.
What?
One eye.
No, for real. Like,
maybe because I'm, yeah, I feel
I'll do something similar. Like, I might have one eye open, or if I'm walking towards, if I'm walking along and the sun's on this side, I might walk with like one eye, and people, and I don't realize I'm doing
it. Yeah, that's called the sun's in your eye.
No, it's not. It doesn't matter if the, it's not the sun in my eye. I'm like, would you walk in this side, and then I'll just close this
that's
eye.
It's nothing like what I do.
No, but I do when I watch TV. I do when I watch TV as well, because
well, no, but at night when I'm sleeping, so my one pillow, otherwise I'll see my nose. You know, they hate when you do that. When you have two eyes open, you know what I'm saying? And you can see your nose.
No, that's if you're going cross-eyed though, because if otherwise, your brain removes your nose from your vision. It actually does.
That's why this is a bonus episode.
You're like, by default, your nose is hearing it, but your brain just kind of takes it out.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why you're trying to be clever. I knew that.
I'm not trying to be clever.
I'm saying
clever.
At night, when I'm sleeping like that, yeah. I do that to watch TV.
What do you watch?
For the whole show.
What
like
do you
the
watch?
Whole show.
And I think it might be damaging me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I flip over and change the eye.
No.
Yeah. Like commercial breaks and that. You just flip eyes.
But you know what we're going to do today for this bonus episode? We're going to draft.
Yeah.
Ooh. We're going to draft Premier League strugglers. Players who have had bad patches in the Premier League in our lifetimes. Well, Premier League is our lifetimes, really. So let's say, I'm not saying this player was bad his whole time in the Prem, but if you wanted Titus Bramble.
Oh, that's literally the first name I thought of.
Just. You could pick up Titus Bramble.
Oh, come on,
he
man.
Had a bad period, he'll tell you. He better not lie.
What do you mean, come on, man?
I mean, listen, he lacked, I reckon, a bit of concentration sometimes, but when he played well, which if you're talking out of a 38 game season, it was a couple of games he made mistakes.
Nah, man, he's a good
player.
He
was a good player, man. He could pass.
And yeah. He was a wonder kid.
Yeah, man. He was good. Ipswich, he was 18.
But you could also pick a player that Lumos picked in a draft recently, Roy Carroll.
He had a bad patch, real bad patch.
If I was going to pick someone that I didn't in a position I didn't care about, he's going to go and goal, innit?
But you could also pick, for instance, and this might be a bit of a stretch, but we could all agree, Arsenal's Peter Cech.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, did he have a bad patch?
Agent Cech. Yeah, he did, man.
I thought you were going to say Arsenal's Nicolas Pepe.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
exactly.
I thought you was going to say Arsenal's Francis Jeffers.
There you go.
That's a stinker.
Here we go.
If I had Twitter, I probably would have said at the time, this guy's as good as Michael Owen. Because at Everton, boy, he was maybe not as good as Owen, but he was good.
He was good, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I thought he was going to do stuff. Yeah. He didn't do nothing.
All right, old boys.
Nonsense.
And before we do that, I'm going to introduce the panel from my left to my right.
Like, I thought we'd done it. No. Sorry.
No, he's wearing a vest in homage to some of the great vest wearers of our times, including Specs, Margs, Young's Teflon,
PK
Humble, and
who else wear a vest?
Oh, that's a big vest,
wear? A vest.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Hulk Hogan.
That's a big vest, man. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Die Hard.
That's more, yeah. I'm more Bruce Willis than
Mr. Specs. Perfect.
Mr. Yeah. Perfect? No.
It was kind of a jumpsuit.
It was a leotard, like a whole bodysuit thing.
Mr. Perfect?
I love that wrestler. What's wrong with this?
Terrible
with this.
Mr. Perfect.
You're terrible with this. But yes, Steven, the madman, king of Snapchat. How about that? That. Working on it.
Bada bing, bada bing.
I don't like it.
Bada bing, bing.
I don't like it. Next on the panel, we got Margs. If you didn't know, and you should know by now, No Behaviour got a live show coming up. Margs has promised to do something that has never been done at a live podcast show ever. They've got a big format structured. It's apparently, it's very exciting. We don't know what this thing is he's going to be doing. So to see it, you have to buy tickets. Tickets are available on his Twitter right now.
Helicopter with your winkle?
I think that's been done. I'd imagine.
I'll do it.
I was going to say, if it ain't, I know you'll do it.
You get arrested.
I'm lacking right now. I need to even know out there. Yeah, I need to release.
Huh? You're lacking. I'm lacking. You need to what?
Release.
I don't understand the premise of what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Over there, not over there.
Anyway,
I don't want to do it to you.
His name's Margs. He's from the east side of the bridge. He just spent £26 on wings.
Took over his intro, sorry.
How long are they coming in, by the way?
They'll be here in 8 minutes.
I forgot about that.
Next on the panel, we got a man who had a good time in Barcelona, found a jumper in a black plastic bag. decided to make an episode out of it. His name's Dazza. You guys want more Dazza in your life, so we're delivering it as much as possible.
But the one and only, back again. Favorite show. That's good.
It's mad that he does shoulders. He does the shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, are you meaning to do it?
I don't mean to do it still, but I don't care what you lot say.
I can tell this table's getting no lunch.
You mean by no lunch? Why do you say that?
Well, you both sniffed the smelling salts.
I had a reason why I sniffed it, though. And it worked.
To be fair to you, you look better already.
You do look better. You were crying before. Next on the panel, his name's Lumos. He chases millionaires down the street.
Chasing the millions.
He sniffs smelling salts. And he
takes mushrooms.
Wearing a t-shirt of a company that sacked him.
No one sacked me.
Did you get sacked?
No.
Everyone sacks you, innit?
No one sacked me.
You know what? They don't know your worth.
Huh?
They don't know your worth.
Well, I was in Jamaica, innit? And I was just like, I was trying to do certain things and it weren't working.
Hold on a minute. So you came back and they said they don't need you.
No, it was before I came back.
So what happened then?
Before I extended my stay, remember I went to Jamaica initially for
a month. No one remembers. No one remembers.
I went to Jamaica initially for a month and I stayed for 9, innit? And when I decided I'm not staying for 1 month, I said to them, like, yo, I'm out here. Let's do some stuff.
You know,
no. They was like, oh, we're going to
He's Lumos.
He's Lumos, yeah. He's Lumos.
Oh, I wanted to say, though, crowd, we're on Discord, innit? We've been on Discord, so get on there.
The links
will be here, wherever, on Dazza's shoulder.
Yeah, pull it there, then. Discord.
We're going to spin the bottle, yeah? See who gets first pick.
Oi!
Go on, then.
Spin it.
Spinning.
It's me. Oh, no, it's not.
It's me.
Probably Lumos. Lumos.
That's me.
Lumos, you get first pick.
First pick.
Of our Premier League struggle draft.
Okay, so this player, he was a great player for Arsenal. Left in a bad way. Loves to play the piano. Went to Man United.
Very good.
Alexis Sanchez. Great. I got the gifts.
Dazza, you're up. Good pick. We're doing two players per team, by the way.
I'm going to start off with Arsenal as well. I'm going to go for the centre back. Everyone killed me for pronouncing his name wrong. I still don't know how to pronounce his name. But I think he's had the worst bad patch out of all the centre backs. Probably just going to be picked today. Mustafi.
Now do his first name.
Shaqadi Mustafi.
Yes. Shaqadi Mustafi is correct.
Shaqadi.
Yes. Huh? Shaqadi.
Any like Shadrach or something like that?
Yeah, Squadron.
Something like that.
Squadron Mustafi.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm going to go to Tottenham and I'm going to pick a player who costs a lot of money.
Oh, I know. Striker.
He was a striker. Yep. Came from Spain. Roberto Soldado. Stinks.
30-something games.
How many goals?
Games.
He played 31. He played 30-something games and didn't score.
Yeah. He went for a crazy run of not scoring.
That's a good one.
I want a striker who was one of the best in the world and good came job.
4-3-3
here,
by the way.
Came here and didn't do too well. Actually, are you going to give me this? Shevchenko?
Yeah, of course.
For Chelsea?
Yeah.
Because I was going to take Ramadan, but I changed my mind.
You were going to take Ramadan? Dennis Ramadan?
No.
I know you said, don't say it because I got. That's my guy.
Now you got two picks, Steve-O.
Two picks.
Prove you no ball.
Staying at Chelsea. I am going to go with a guy who, like Nelly Furtado, is free like a bird.
Fly like a bird.
His name's Falcao, because it's like Falcon.
You want the Man United one or the Chelsea one? Didn't
Chelsea
work
one.
It either.
Probably a Chelsea one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Chelsea was stinking, and I loved him. What a player. He done well when he left the Premier League. He started scoring again, but Falcao up top, through the middle. And then I'm going to go back to defence and I'm going to pick a player who was full of confidence, said he was one of the best defenders in the world at one stage, but I remember a patch where he was stinking, making mistakes for Liverpool. His name is Dejan Lovren.
Oh, I was going to choose him as well, you know.
That's good. Thanks, Daz.
Because he's a good player, man, but he had a stinky patch where he got dropped and...
He's always got something to say, sorry. But good pick, that's a very good pick.
Got to the Champions League final. Got to the Euros final, World Cup final.
He's a good player, man. He plays better for Croatia. He's really good for Croatia, but...
He did have a sticky patch for Liverpool, for sure. A lot of mistakes. Good picks, Falcao and Dejan Lovren. Margs.
I'm going to keep it in the modern day, present day,
good shot.
He's still going through a rough patch.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
centre back. My centre back, Harry Maguire.
Wow.
Does anyone else get the impression that maybe he's given up and now it's just like, nah, give me all my money now?
I think he just needs a change of scenery. I actually think he's a good defender. This is crazy. I know it sounds crazy.
I think he's given up on the mistakes he makes. That's what I think he doesn't even care no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you can rattle him anymore.
Mm. You can't rattle him. He's done.
I'm going to go with my next pick for a player who I met in Munich in 2012.
Wow.
Just before he signed for Chelsea. And he was allegedly going to be one of the best midfielders in Europe. Do you remember Marco Marin?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wait. But he's from Dortmund, right?
Or not?
Oh, wait. No, him, the winger. Oh, wow.
He was a winger, innit?
Yeah. Can I play him in midfield, though?
Not really. I think he played on the wings.
He played right wing, yeah.
Wow. Was he Wonder Kid?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh, left
wing. He'd done a lot before he even went to Chelsea, didn't he?
Attacking midfielder, winger. Yeah, he was at Werder Bremen. He was tearing it up. And then he went to Chelsea, went on loan to Sevilla, Fiorentina, Anderlecht, Trabzonspor.
Just kept going.
Ended his career at Fenerbahce.
He's ended now. I thought he's still probably... How old is he?
He's now 34.
Yeah, that's a bit soon.
And his career ended last year. I'll put him on the left wing then, yeah, fine. For some reason, I thought he was like a 10, but maybe I'm just confusing him. Daza, joining Shkodran Mustafi.
I'm going to go...
Or Shakhtar Mustafi.
Let me just get this. I'm going to get the strikers out of the way. I'm going to go for a striker. I still don't understand this. I still don't get it. He was at Liverpool, flying. Then he went Chelsea.
Yeah. Oh.
And I don't know what happened still. I don't know if he was cloned.
I have a story on that.
No idea. 50 mil, about that. Fernando Torres.
Chelsea Torres.
Yeah.
What's your story, Steve-O?
I heard from a good source that he had a bad hamstring injury and they don't understand how he passed the medical at Chelsea.
Medicals are mostly bullshit. Anyway, but yeah, no, he was injured. He was coming back from injury and he tore Chelsea up like a few games before the window opened. I've heard that he was injured the whole way. But have you seen him these days?
Like me, yeah.
And he's like an assistant manager and he got into a fight the other day.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
on
it?
The sidelines.
Is it? Oh, wow.
Where's he? Do you know?
Atletico, I think.
Oh.
Now, Lumos, you got two picks.
I'm going to get my second Man United pick out of the way. Loves to do interviews. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ooh, second era Cristiano Ronaldo. That's a good pick.
25
what,
goals?
What do you mean? Second season?
This year.
Did he score a couple still?
2022.
Was it stinky?
It was stonky, bro.
So, yeah.
Horrendous.
And second pick. He keeps making a lot of our bad list, doesn't he?
Ronaldo. Yeah. It's easy, though, because it's shocking.
Second pick, Chelsea's Ballack.
What?
He wasn't bad, but he wasn't great.
Let's vote.
No, wait.
Let's vote.
You're joking me.
That's Ballack? Bad. That's a bad pick.
Bruv. Yeah, that's a bad pick.
And he has got a big... Trust me. Yeah, well, allegedly.
He just tried to pick Ballack.
Sorry, what?
Chelsea's Ballack.
Are you crazy or something?
Just trying to ting.
Don't try it again, bro. Please.
Don't
please.
Try it again.
Terrible. You mentioned it off camera. Can't really think of...
It wasn't off camera.
Anyone. No. I'm changing the pick.
Oh, okay.
Arsenal's check.
That wasn't off camera, was it? Maybe it was. No, it wasn't. Everything's been on camera.
Oh, you're smelling up the place.
How's that smelling up the place?
Hey, this is the subs. This is the reserves. This is the 23s,
man. My team's good so far, man. Kill
you,
say.
You're doing good.
Hey, why do you say reserves? I'm not reserves no more.
Daza, you got a pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Arsenal. It doesn't matter how many Arsenal players I've got in this one, innit?
Yeah, two.
You got two.
Thank you. I'm going to go for winger, the Arsenal ball. I don't understand it because he went to Fulham and he was back.
Yeah.
Oh. William.
He wasn't that stinky though.
Well, Arsenal.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He got two assists on his debut, didn't he? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it because he's at Fulham. It looks like he's back in his 20s. I don't get it. Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone's happy?
Cheers, big ass.
Cheers, Mayers. Cheers for that, mate. Marg's paid, by the way. They say that Marg's don't pay. That's what they say.
I don't know why they say
that.
That's
what they say at the bar.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, you don't buy.
Yeah, you don't buy no drinks at the bar, apparently.
I do.
This is so messy.
Mad Messi, still on
some free. Yeah, bro, it's peak, bro. This is the messiest chicken wings I've ever seen in my life.
Well, can I get two tissues?
What kind of wings are
two? Why do you want two? She said there's only two left.
Oh, sorry. What kind of wings? Pass up, please. Thank you.
What's that? Garlic.
Willian.
Yeah, okay. Decent.
Willian, good pick. Good pick.
I like that one. That's what I was waiting for.
I'm going to go.
Sorry, got a wicked right winger.
I'm going to go from the midfield.
Go on.
Go on. At Liverpool, I'm going to go with Alberto Aquilani.
Good one.
Very good. Yeah, can very I just good. Tell you the player who I was going to say?
Go on.
I don't touch a packet.
Are you two okay over there? Because you've taken the tissue for your hands and used it for the chicken. I don't understand what's going
don't
on.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. Yeah.
We've got three tissues between us and used it for the chicken.
Don't worry about me. Yeah.
No, about your camera. I'm worrying for you, bro.
Margs.
I want to, because flops are basically allowed, right?
Flops, yeah, but you had a bad time, yeah.
I'm started off with a lot of fanfare. My friends made me watch videos of him in the house. When we came to Arsenal, he's got a wicked left foot. But for whatever reason, just couldn't get it together. Nicolas Pepe, man.
Ah, oh,
good on the right.
Good, yeah.
From cutting.
He's had a stinky time.
Yeah, stunk.
Putrid.
My
Steve-o.
Two picks. And I this is a backhanded compliment, but it's a very high compliment, right? And it is, this guy is my right wing because he had a stinky time at United, but he's a great player in general. And he's come back from it and he's doing really well at Crystal Palace. His name is Wilfried Zaha.
He did have a stinky time at Manchester United, that's fair. I do feel like he was probably just homesick.
No, for whatever reason, I like the guy. I like the kid. I think he's a good player, like wicked player now. But that period at United, I think it's a period he'd want to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And your next pick?
Oh, sugar. That's my right wing.
Let me give you one. There's no more. Are you be listening?
Listen. You have to concentrate. You do.
Definitely need to concentrate, bro. We just said it.
Lift that up. I was thinking, which one is he talking about?
What?
It's giving me time.
I'm going to lift it up. I've got a wing on the top of it.
Bro, there's not
the bone in it.
No.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
So what am I going to use?
Now I'll tear it.
Bro, I can't tear it, bro, because that's the second one for my hand. This is why I've done this, bro. You got to go to the toilet or something. I'll tell you what, man. You just got to get the people in there, innit?
Oh, you know what then? Oh, here we go.
All right, boys. You know what? You two are done.
Yeah, man. Oi, I'm going to have to move you. Yeah, relax.
Thank you.
Why are you sucking?
It's not even me, though. It's him. Like,
I know.
For tissue.
All right.
But this table's definitely, it's had its lunch. But
so disruptive.
It's staying late.
Yeah. I got one. Centre midfielder for Tottenham. French. Unbelievable ability. But he's had a torrid time.
Torrid.
Ndombele. Yeah, man. Centre mid. Yeah, man. Oh, what a player. I actually love watching him. He costs loads of money. What happened?
Margisha.
All right, I want to sort out my right side. So I'm going right back. He's going to get a wing back. This man was once a fantasy football legend. You need him in your team. He was cooking. Then he went to Spurs, and I just don't know what happened. Matt Doherty.
Matt Doherty.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was...
Yeah. Oh, he stunk the place up there.
Everyone's keeping.
They got him out of the league.
You're keeping it very recent at the moment, so I'm going to go back a little tiny bit.
Because the crowd don't know.
But do they know about a player who went to Sunderland?
Oh,
as a very hotly tipped midfielder, he was heavily rated at Rennes, but then had to run away from Rennes to Rubin Kazan because maybe there were some suspect things going on in his personal life. Ended up going on loan to Inter Milan and then came to Sunderland. Yann Mvia.
That was the super Arsenal link, boy.
Who? Stop saying who. I just explained his whole career.
What's his name?
Mvia.
Yann Mvia.
Oh, mate, what a player.
Well, no. Dazza, you're up.
Yes, I'm going to go back to keeping it recent.
Go back to keeping it recent.
Yeah.
It's like back to the future.
Yeah.
Because this player, and I'm so happy to put him in my team, because I said at the start of last season that Saliba was better than him, yeah? Saliba.
Saliba.
Bloody hell. I corrected myself.
You had to. We didn't know what you were saying.
I said Saliba was...
Celebi?
That's what. Yeah.
I said he was better than him, innit? And I got stick. What? Wesley Fofana. Fofana.
Chelsea's one.
Yeah.
He's had a bad Stinks. Time. He's a quality player, but the injuries have killed him.
I don't care, injuries or not.
He was better than Saliba. He's a bad time. He's been there for one season, and that was really the season.
He was very, very, very good, and he's had a torrid time now.
Yeah. Stinks.
Apparently, he's not that good anymore.
Nah.
Exactly, still.
Will be this year, mate.
He should be. He should have again. Made he's Chelsea stronger at the back. He ain't done nothing for Chelsea at the back.
Yeah. Lumos. Which former Arsenal player are you going to go with next?
Good friend of mine. Cool his brother as well. Aubameyang. Well, my blood clot, yeah.
You've got Alexis Sanchez and Cristiano Ronaldo, though.
Aubameyang never played for United.
No, I'm just saying, like, where's he going to play?
Oh, put him on the left.
And Sanchez on the right.
Mm.
A good friend of yours.
Yeah, man, my bridge in that, man. I was one of the first people to interview... Aubameyang.
First people ever?
In this realm.
In this room.
Unfortunately, he didn't pick up no steam because we got battered by Liverpool the next day. So if we had...
That's one of your look back, it's one of them moments, isn't it?
What?
You know, you look back, it's like half that only.
Oh, there's so much moments I have with Arsenal though, man. Unfortunately.
Your next pick?
Next pick, Aston Villa's Coutinho.
Ooh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that stinks.
I've done what Dad's done. It makes sense though.
I ain't got another clean hand.
It only makes sense you've got a plate.
Yeah. Oh, easy just put them back in the bag though.
You're right.
And also, you could have just pulled off the top.
Scientist, I don't need it.
It's not science, though.
Jesus.
General knowledge.
Next up, it's Big Daz, Daryl, Dazza.
I didn't know Devontae. His name was Daryl till today.
Oh, really?
Is that what Darren? It's for?
Exactly.
Yeah. I, you can't talk about the first name, still.
My name's not bad. You're Jamaican, so you can't diss my name.
What, Marcus? Full name, that. All right. I'm gonna go in goal. Yeah, imagine I ain't touched my phone once. You know, I'm doing this from
same,
my head.
Same. None. Yeah,
I'm literally making notes of who to pick
and who players you can think of.
Of course, I'm gonna go for a keeper that was in the game for too long, and I think he's made the most mistakes. But I still kind of liked him. I don't know if this counts. It might be controversial. It might not. Ben Foster.
Where? No, this ain't gonna count.
Huh?
This ain't gonna count.
Why?
Because he was a kid at Man United. He was good at Watford. Where?
You weren't good at Watford. I was going to say Watford. You weren't good at Watford.
This pick is bad.
He wasn't bad at Watford, man.
All right, cool. I'll take it out.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you didn't have a choice.
No, I have a choice still. Because I believe he's made better mistakes at Watford.
You were going to go with the Watford version.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm out of Arsenal picks, yeah?
You are out of Arsenal picks, yes.
Left back.
Alex Moreno.
Yeah. I think he...
Who did he play for?
He stayed in Liverpool.
He was at Liverpool.
Stayed in the team till late, though, didn't he? Did he? He might even have a Champions League.
Yeah.
He had a good goal, man.
No.
He had a good goal. Right. He was all right.
For what I thought, anyway, and he stats on FM as well. Yeah, I thought he stunk.
Alex Moreno came from Betis. He never played for Liverpool. You're thinking of... Oh, what was his name? Moreno, Liverpool.
The left back.
Is Alberto Moreno.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, it's not.
There's no chance it's the one that's at Villa.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, is it a different one that's at
Alex
Villa?
Moreno was he was with thingy at Villarreal. Alberto Moreno is at Villarreal now.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about him. Yeah. I think he was terrible. For Liverpool, anyway.
All right, then. I'm going to go with right back, a good friend of ours, like one of the nicest guys you'll meet.
Where?
Superstar. But... when he was at Aston Villa and he tried to reason with the fans, it goes down as one of the worst seasons for a big Premier League team ever. And his name's Micah Richards.
My guy. Not really my guy like that because he's not home.
Sometimes, listen, we're not saying it's bad players or it's just you had a bad time season, at that moment. Yeah. Get me?
I don't know if this guy fits, but at one point I thought he was decent. And then... all of a sudden, I thought he wasn't that good anymore.
Who's that?
Otamendi.
Yeah, I think he fits. Yeah.
No, I think he's good.
I thought he was too, but then he started having just stinkers. He was just having a tough time and got out of it.
And he went straight to Portugal.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, I'll accept that. I think there were other Man City centre backs you could have said, but that's fine.
What's that? But I was like, Mangala.
Mangala, yeah, look at Mangala. Steve or the Madman, your two picks.
He
liar.
It's a good pick though. That would have been a good one. Wow. Okay. Off the top of the dome, this is not easy, but we're flying, boys.
Lambro.
Steve, are you right?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go for a goalkeeper that he has bad patches every team he goes to, but he has a good patch as well. So therefore, he still gets into international team, Rob Green. And I'm going to pick the Rob Green
from
West Ham.
Ooh.
Now, he had a good patch with us, but he had a stinky patch with us.
He did, yeah.
He had a stinky patch with QPR as well. And overall,
and Norwich.
I just don't think he was a great keeper. I think he was a bit overrated.
English.
It was during a time when there weren't many English keepers, was there?
No.
So, yeah.
But you're up again.
Sugar, man. Look what I've done.
Oh, my God. I just had a player and I've lost him now.
You know what? I'm going to go into midfield. I ain't got one, but I'm just letting me...
Okay.
two.
Steve-O, this is your realm.
I know, man. Oh, I could go back. Like, I'm trying to keep it quiet.
Why?
Okay. In that sense, then, I'm going back and to finish my front line. So what? I've got Falco through the middle, though, ain't I? This guy can't play on the wing. Remember, I usually do with the way I play three up top, though. I play three.
How do you play three up top?
Too much explaining, I think, is what that's called.
Way too much.
It's a Newcastle player, and his name is Stefan Givash.
I was going to pick him earlier when I said Newcastle player, but I thought he's just too old school for me. But for you?
Yeah,
Stefan Givash, World Cup winner.
Yeah. He started in all the games ahead of, like, who would it have been then? Dugarry?
For France. Yeah.
And he just couldn't score. And then he couldn't score in Newcastle. I don't think I've ever seen him score. I don't know where he got his reputation from, to be honest with you.
It's fair. It's harsh.
Yeah. Well, he didn't score. I don't think he scored a goal for Newcastle. It was bad. It's one of the most stinkiest patches in the whole of Premier League history.
Okay. We're going to look it up because you've made a bold statement.
Oh,
there.
Maybe one goal then. But I'd say he didn't score.
He scored at Newcastle one goal in four.
What?
Yeah, I think he had an injury. I think he had an injury.
Oh, it's a bit harsh.
No, that's fine. It's just, you can do that.
Yeah.
But you play him on the wing, though, which stinks.
I'm going to play him through the middle and put Falcao on the wing.
Okay.
Still stinks.
Yeah. Margs.
All right, let me get my last United pick out of the way. Either way, it's going to be United because one of them's got to land. A striker coming to the team and then being so meaty that they have to play him in midfield work and count?
I think it does, yeah.
Then in my midfield, I want Smudger.
Yeah, Alan Smith. Yeah. He had a bad time for a load of reasons as well, so I'm into that pick.
I liked him as well, you know.
Oh, Steve-O's came in to cut it. It's a cut. Can I make a sub?
No.
What the?
What? When it comes back around to me, you can tell me what you're thinking.
Where do you get that noise from?
Yeah, I know.
When it comes in. Oh, sorry, we got to...
All right. If Margs is going to take Alan Smith, then I'm going to complete my midfield with someone who had massive off-the-pitch problems, Eric Jemba.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he was like buying cars every day.
What? Alan Smith in your midfield, yeah?
Yeah.
That's when he actually picked it back up, though, no?
He came as a striker, bro.
Okay.
Came as a striker, and he weren't cutting as a striker. He got moved into the midfield. Like,
it's like smashing.
It stinks. Yeah. It stinks.
Dazza.
All right, I ain't got no centre midfielders, right?
True.
So, I'm going to go to Tottenham. That's my first pick from Tottenham. I'm going to pick
a midfielder where I thought he was going to be class. Like, I've seen him at FM for years. He was good in France. Ndombele.
It's been picked, Dazza. Is he been Dazza, picked? There aren't enough people
I know, for you to be getting this wrong.
And you said it so quiet, it's like you knew.
Because I wasn't too sure still. Remember, I'm doing this at the top of my head.
Everyone is.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's not, no. You're not special.
I am special. Thank you.
In many ways. See the teacher. See the teacher after
definitely
class.
Definitely walked in there. All right. That's fine. I'm going to go for a left winger then. Again from Tottenham. Richarlison. Tell me that he's been picked. Go on.
No, we'll let you have him.
You have to let me have
he's
him.
He's had a bad time.
Of course.
And it costs a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's he done?
One goal.
Exactly.
Lumos, you got two picks.
I'm going to pick two Man United legends. They've won it all with United. What? Played for QPR.
Oh.
Stank it out.
Wow.
Park Ji-sung.
Oh.
And.
You're a coward if you don't go the other one.
Of course, Rio.
Okay, good. Yeah. Dazza, you're back. Do you want to talk about Rio Ferdinand, by the way? Because you, I like the setup, but like maybe give it a little bit more.
I was just going to say, stunt. Yeah. I was going to go in there on Big Rio. And the reason
I just remember that he played there. I didn't really watch
the games. Like, he should have allowed it, man.
I felt like that QPR team was going to do what Newcastle have gone on and done. You know, they got the piece, spent it. But to go down the way they did, that they didn't win for like 18 games or something like that?
Yeah, but they signed all players that were sort of ex. They were all prima donnas, to be fair. You know what I mean? Newcastle were signing good, young players that are going to go on to be...
Is it prima donna before you're actually done anything?
Oh, is it?
Isn't that what I mean?
It's P-P-R-I. Yeah. P-R-E. But relax. It's good. It's good etymology of the words. I like it. Dazza.
Can I put Field Wonderkids in there as well?
If they had a bad time.
All right, because I need a DM, yeah? And I remember him playing the first... He made his debut against Arsenal, right? And he was class.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Reece Oxford. You're saying you don't know?
Oh, Reece Oxford. Okay.
Where is he?
Did you say his name before?
No.
So he said he made his debut against Arsenal, right? I don't know. Yeah, he did. And he was great.
Against Arsenal, innit?
Yeah, against Arsenal,
fell off. I don't know.
Good pick. I'm going to go with a player who was going to change the fortunes of a big Premier League team. He joined. He had all the skills in the world. You'd think he's been good in the Premier League before. He's got the mentality. He's got the physical attributes. He's going to be around a long time. And yet, he ended up leaving the league to go to a far inferior league and hasn't quite clawed his way back up, even though he came from the bottom of the Football League. Yannick Bolasie.
Ooh.
At Everton. Margs.
Okay, this is tough for me. Basically, I don't know when or what team he would have been playing for when he's having his Dan turn. But if someone was good and on the verge of doing great things and propped up, probably even made the national team, and then you'd qualify surely, innit?
It could possibly be, yeah.
Would Stuart Downing be allowed in?
Which Stuart Downing?
Because when
he was good, man.
What are you talking about? Amazing at Middlesbrough, amazing at Villa.
Amazing at Liverpool.
Is it?
I was getting to that.
There you go.
Playing left back at Villa.
Liverpool. No, wicked. He was under the Martin O'Neill team.
I thought he was good, but he didn't do what he's supposed to do. And then he went.
By the time he's at Villa,
what time
old,
would he
bro?
Have been? Would his oh, how old is it?
Like,
Villa?
He's still like 25, 26, 27 possibly.
At Villa.
Yeah.
That's young, bro. That's whack. Then. That's
what I'm saying. He's done like 6 years amazingly. Middlesbrough and
let's vote.
Villa.
I'm taking it to the point when he was whack.
So you're saying Liverpool?
Nah, it's just his reputation was whack because people love to make fun of Liverpool. I don't think he was ever that bad.
Find somebody else, brother.
So why didn't they keep him?
Same way, I had to find a
They completely changed the whole team.
They got rid of him, bro.
He went back to his childhood.
He got the big move and it didn't work, and he went got to go back down the league, bro. What's man talking about?
That doesn't mean he was having that bad of a time.
I don't know.
A bad Liverpool team.
I asked you.
Andy Carroll,
Paul Konchesky. Everyone's saying you got to go again.
I just gave you one.
Where was Paul Konchesky bad?
Liverpool.
Left back. Let's do it.
Paul Konchesky. Or you could have the one that played for Canvey Island.
No, it was Billy Ricky. Yeah. Steve-O's up. All right.
Steve-O's up, yeah.
Oh, that means I've got to go again. Take your time.
Two picks.
First pick is a guy that
has a bigger lunchbox than me.
Okay.
Everybody.
Oh,
and he also wears the same pants as me.
Bro, we don't need to see it, bro.
Yeah? Yeah?
Bro, you done this last episode.
His name...
Who wears pants?
Is Freddie Ljungberg. And he came to West Ham. Yeah. I thought he was going to be great. And he, like, I see all the pictures with Freddie with the...
Well, but you've already got wingers, though.
Yeah, where are you going to put him? You can play centre, don't it?
No.
You can play centre, no?
Left of the centre. Left of a three.
You're going to give him that? You're happy with that, are you?
He's like, he's, yeah, he's the bomber on, 100%. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
West Ham's Freddie Ljungberg. Even though he was on a plane with Poet and hid from him. Saw Poet walking over to him today. Saw him and then put his head down on the table.
No like, nah, way.
Don't talk to me. Yeah.
Not surprised. I've done that a few times.
You better pick it.
Stop talking,
are you two okay? I
think perfectly fine.
Fine.
Steve, you got another pick.
Ah, another pick. Okay. I got one more midfielder.
Yeah.
And Freddie's to the right of that three. Centre was...
Tanga Ndombele.
Ndombele. And to the... I'm going to put Ndombele to the left. And in the centre of that three, I'm going to put... Oh!
Oh, yeah, this is that.
I just remembered. Okay, before I do that, can I take out... Stefan Givosh. Yeah,
because no.
I feel bad. It's four games, bruv. Come on.
He's my player, though.
Go on.
And I want to put in Chelsea's Ricardo Quaresma on the left because he stunk. And until he was even there, I was saying, this guy was better than Cristiano. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Yeah, because I hated your Givosh pick. But him on the wing, it was horrible.
Thank you. And I feel bad for doing it.
All right, cool. Nah, but you've got another pick.
Oh, no, that's him. And then our midfielder. The midfielder I done.
No, that's just replacing Givosh. You got another pick.
I done my first pick first. I put Ljungberg.
Yeah, but you've got, that's only one pick.
Got you.
Yeah.
My bad. Damn it. Also,
right back, centre back, left back, midfielder.
So I'm going to go. Yeah, so we're going to do what we was going to do. Dembele to the left. And in the centre, Manchester United's Cleberson. Because... before he went there, I thought I had seen the next best box-to-box midfielder. And he went to United and just flopped.
So that's true.
That's my midfield complete.
Moggs.
I have run out.
How have you run out?
Of Manchester United players.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying I could have had all of them. Yeah, there's bare of them I can take.
You can have them at other teams.
Hmm?
Interesting.
Where did they go?
Sunderland had a couple, mate. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, at Sunderland, that was a good shot. I'm going to take, in my midfield...
Darren Gibson.
Jack Rodwell.
Oh.
So harsh, man.
No, what? Rodwell at Sunderland?
No, it's bad. It's bad. He deserves it, but it's just very harsh.
At centre-back, because he didn't play left-back for Arsenal. Unfortunately, Mikel Silvestre.
For Arsenal?
Arsenal's.
Was he bad, yeah?
Calamitous.
I wouldn't say calamitous.
Big head.
He weren't that, I don't know.
You look a bit like Silvestre.
I look a bit like everybody, innit? Go on, give me the other ones now. Go on. We're coming back here, so give me the other ones.
Sean Gota.
That is the weirdest thing you ever said. I used to rate you, you know. I don't rate you no more. That is
rude. I'm playing me.
No, he's not.
Come on, it's my pick.
Your pick, Dazza.
All right.
Go on, Sean.
I'm going to go for...
Feed the Dazza.
Centre mid. I don't understand what happened to him as well. Still, he went to Liverpool. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What Liverpool were doing with him. I don't know if it was Liverpool's fault or...
We can help you if you said your name.
Injuries. Alex, can you let me land, please? See, this is why I'm just going to start landing because I don't get a chance to land. Right, I'm just going to land a plane now and go for Alexis Chamberlain.
Alexis Chamberlain. Alexis.
Alex Chamberlain. He's still in mid. I'm going to put him. He's even.
Reece Oxford.
Yeah, Reece Oxford.
What? He's put Reece Oxford in mid. Where?
In midfield.
In DM.
Oh, yeah, he can play DM.
Of course he can play DM.
He was a centre back in the Prem, but it's too late now.
No, but one sec. Why is he? Who did he have a stinky time with?
West Ham.
Reece Oxford.
Oh, he had a great day.
One game.
And then he didn't play. When he played, he done all right.
That stinks.
Are you joking me? He had a falling out with the club.
I don't remember that game.
Okay. Oh, no, all right.
Lumos, you got two picks. And now you can drop your ex-Arsenal player right, that we might vote against.
Yeah, so this player for Arsenal, he had a great time for most of the time. But then towards the end, it got very bad and he stunk it out. Mesut Ozil.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I think Mesut Ozil at the end, I think
was
that's
it
a
his
fair
fault
shout.
That he wanted to help the
since,
I didn't even say
it. Since when was it about fault? This isn't the fault show.
It wasn't just that.
It wasn't just that.
Yeah, performances weren't great either.
But this isn't the fault show. This is the did it stink show.
Right, if it was the fault show, what would that be like? What would that look like? I like that name. I like it's a
the
good
fault
name
show,
for whose fault? Work
it back. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. Actually. Yeah. Whose fault was. Yeah.
In defence, I've still got Chelsea pick, right?
You have still got two Chelsea picks. No, one.
Koulibaly.
Kalidou Koulibaly stinks. Yeah. Daza, you're up.
All right, what do I need left? What do I need?
Goalkeeper, right back, midfielder.
All right, I'm going to go back to midfield. Again, you know my concentration ain't the greatest, but I don't think he's been picked.
I picked Ozil, by the way.
Oh, we're going to say Ozil. Why you pick Ozil, you fool?
Why did you say that, sir? Why did you say that?
But anyway, I'm going to put him in the centre. I think he had a shocking time. It's a Man United pick. I've got a few Man United picks left in it.
Yeah, two.
All right, Pogba.
Ooh. Yeah, nice.
I was going to take him instead of Alan Smith.
Yeah, and that's my midfield completed, right?
That is your midfield completed.
Sweet.
It's very recency biased.
Yeah, he always got something to say. Now, right? If it's not recency biased, it's going to be past biased. It's going to be something, can it? Jeez. But anyway. Anyway, my midfield's completed. Off the top of my head as well. Real proud of myself.
Well done.
All right, I got another Arsenal pick and I'm going to pick him at central defence. He is Steve-O's biggest op, I would say, in football. Nobody infuriates and provokes arguments out of Steve-O the Madman quite like Arsenal's David Luiz.
Terrible. Good. Oh, but I remember an argument.
I like David Luiz. at the end of Arsenal, that was shocking.
Ability, though. A bit like Bramble in that sense. Pure ability, but it could be.
But on his own, left to his own devices. Mm. Shocker.
I thought he was, I think he's cold.
Damn it. It's a good one.
Margs.
What do I need? A midfielder and a forward?
And a goalkeeper.
Okay, so I need time to think about this forward. I've asked...
Right forward, by the way.
No, because I'm playing Pepe on the right. Cutting in with the left.
Right.
He's cutting in with the left. I'm playing Pepe on the right. I need a midfielder. Let me complete my midfielder. Have I got a Chelsea pick still?
Yes.
I'm going to go to the midfield dynamo.
Michael Ballack.
Danny Drinkwater.
Wow. So I don't think he's made it out of that bad period.
Yeah, man, that is terrible. Fighting young players, stinking out the place. He was terrible and I liked him.
That's a good day. That's what I like.
That is a prime example of the stay at home sometimes, man. Like, be the big fish in small pond.
Facts.
Yeah?
Well, he thought he was. She said he won a league.
Me.
Steve-O, you're up with
and
two
I'm
picks.
I'm ready.
You reckon?
Yeah. Left back, I'm going to go to North London. This is a guy that his name suggests baller, but he played and he stunk. And his name is Gilberto. At left back.
Tottenham.
Yeah, man, he was stinking. I thought he was going to be really, really good. And then I'm going to go straight on to my centre back, staying in North London, but going to the other side, the Reds. Again, a player. I'm sorry, I used to scream his name at Scalacci. I don't know why. But I don't know why. I don't know if it was in a song or something. But before he came here.
I don't know if there is any song about Sebastian Scalacci. No.
One sec, a Scalacci, yeah. There's a Scalacci in Italy, I think it was.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe that's who it was. But anyway, he came to Arsenal and he stunk. And I thought he was really, really good, man. Like, French international during a good... It was a bad French time of football.
It was, yeah.
It was a bad French time of football, yeah. Scalacci.
Margs.
All right, then. I'm allowed to do this. I'm moving...
Wait. Says who?
Ha!
Look at you.
I can't move Shevchenko to the left.
Shevchenko can't play on the left.
I've done it. I've seen it.
He was out and out
striker.
He's not out and out nine. He's got bits about him.
He is. But on pro, he used to play.
Rebrov was the one that played wide. Shevchenko stayed central.
So I can't move him then.
Nah.
I'd like to hear what you were gonna do.
Honestly,
if you were allowed,
I was gonna move him onto the left, and then up front, I was gonna put Liverpool's Mario Balotelli there.
Oh, that's a shame.
You know, I've actually forgot he played for them.
Balotelli played wide more than Shevchenko.
Oh, well, then I'll put Balotelli wide. Then. You can't say no. You just told me that. Put Mario Balotelli on the left then.
Yeah. He did. Didn't like it, but he did.
There are a lot of stinky goalkeeper seasons you can choose here. But I'm going to go specifically... Oh, can I go there? Yes, because I spread things out quite well. I'm going to... Facts.
Oi.
Facts. I'm going to go with Manchester United's... Yep, I've only got Eric Jemba. Tim Howard.
Is he? Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was not good.
I was going to go Sander Vestervelt.
And then Brad Friedel, Liverpool wasn't good.
Yeah. Daza.
I'm going to go for right back. He left Crystal Palace.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I thought, you know what? Man United's got a good one here still. But it did work out for Man United. And he's still there, and he's still not their first choice right back for some reason.
He finished the season first choice, and he might start it. To be honest with you,
he had a bad period.
He did have a bad period. So that looks good toe curling balls from outside the box.
I like him. I think he's quality, and I think he's turned.
I think Ten Hag likes him as well.
Yeah,
I reckon he could turn it around still.
And he provides a good as a defensive player.
Well, the way
these teams
are playing now with four centre backs, that defensive ability is obviously crucial.
But he did have a very, very, very bad period.
Very. You're going to complete your team now, Lumos, with two picks.
Right back, Stokes, Glenn Johnson.
Was that bad?
I don't think so.
Didn't Stoke go down? Huh? So Stoke went down.
I don't think he was bad there.
Do you know?
I can't remember if he was in the team, but I mean, he weren't lifting up no trees when he was there.
You weren't doing what?
You weren't mashing up no trees?
You weren't pulling up no trees, yeah.
I don't think he was bad there.
I think you might just change your pick.
I love it.
I don't know.
Are we going to vote on that?
Yeah. Change. You can't just see a vote happen in front of you, then ask for confirmation.
Give me... Fulham's Cedric Suarez from last season.
At right back.
That was a stinky.
You could have Arsenal's way, you can't.
And then Traore from Liverpool.
Jimmy Traore.
Jimmy with a D.
Weren't there a time when he was like a hero?
He played in that Champions League run, but he was bad.
He was all over the gaff. Was he a wonder kid on manager?
The Jimmy? So.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry. Mahamadou Sakho.
All right, let me finish
off. How you doing, Daza?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm going to finish off.
You look stressed, my team. Bro.
No, I'm not stressed. I'm just thinking there's a couple of goalkeepers, but I'm going to go for this one. And I always felt sorry for him, man. Liverpool's Lloris Karius. Karius?
He's asking you.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
What, if you can have him?
No, he's just asking his name, I think.
What's his name? Lloris?
Maybe.
Karius? How do you say his name? Is that right?
It's Karius, yeah.
Right.
You can't have him though because you've already got two Liverpool players.
How about? Who's my two Liverpool picks?
You got Moreno and you got Chamberlain.
I got West Ham picks left.
You do have West Ham. You've only got Reece Oxford.
Right, Fabianski.
What?
I think he's sunk.
Lucas Fabianski's been class at West Ham.
West
Ham.
Yeah,
it's my guy, bro.
He's been good at West Ham.
Nah, man, he's made bare mistakes.
No.
No, he's not.
No.
We miss him when he don't play.
All right,
he's one of West Ham's best players.
I'm in the mud right now. For the first time, I'm in the mud. Oh,
this is the first.
I've not completed my team. Huh? Yeah, it's the first time.
Stop buying time.
You're meant to be my guy, you know. You made me look it up. I looked at all the guys and I was like, wait up. Who's this?
I was like,
I went to
bait
images of him. Yeah.
Was there images of him? Who is he?
Some old guy. Some old guy. Some old guy. He look like that penguin guy from Batman, but I'm going to go for, yeah, I'm going to go for Ward to finish it off.
What's his first name?
Don't, wait.
Don't tell him. If he gets it, he can have him.
Hold on.
Otherwise, he just took a name off of someone behind the scenes.
Is it not Darren Ward?
Darren Ward.
No.
You got one more guess.
Into the mic. I'm not worried about the mic right now. Yeah, I need to think, man.
Three, four.
I can't remember this keeper's name, and I had to listen.
You might want to think of another keeper then.
Huh?
You could have picked Trevor Benjamin.
Oh, bad.
What is his name? 5 mil.
Is it David Ward?
No, unfortunately, you're going to have to pick another keeper.
Oh my
gosh. Hey, you're going to get Jed Spence in goal, you know. Right, <is that?
laughs> Tim Krul.
Where?
At Norwich.
He was good at Norwich.
No, he's stuck at Norwich. He's stuck
team
at Norwich, and that's it. Let's move on. I'm taking him.
Sorry, Tim.
What was his name again, though? Oh, this is gonna
Danny Ward. Danny Ward.
Oh, it's close. So why are you taking it? Darren, Danny, same thing.
Darren, Danny, David.
People call me Daniel, and I take it.
All right, my left back is going to be a player who was a good Premier League football player. He was good at Southampton. He was good at Chelsea. He wasn't bad at Man City. But by the time he got to West Ham, Wayne Bridge was a broken shell of a human.
But we know why, though, man. You can't. Oh, that's wickedness.
And let me tell you something about Wayne Bridge at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Going through it.
What? I've never seen someone go. I thought I was going through his pay, but he.
Hey, you know what we say about the show? The plot thickens, bro. By the end of it, it's going to be intervention for you, bro.
Yeah, it's true. It's going bad.
You got to have a girlfriend, man, to tech way.
Margs, your last pick.
Is a goalie.
Is a goalie, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to talk up about him, but I'm sure I should be allowed to get this one. Joe Hart?
Where?
Burnley or something. Where is he? West Ham. Tottenham. Where'd he go?
Tottenham, West Ham.
Oh, I love Joe as well. Joe, you know Joe?
Lovely guy.
But he has not played well since City.
Which Joe Hart are you going for though?
Tell me what team you played for again.
England.
I still don't remember that one.
West Ham probably.
West Ham, there you go then.
They tried to play him number one, didn't they?
Yeah.
No one else.
He gave him so much help. But when I was there sweating, no, they help me.
I just didn't know the team, but I know he qualifies. I know he's eligible.
This sounds like a little bum licking to me.
Sounds like bum licking to you.
Am I ending the draft?
Your right back, Stephen the Madman is.
My right back, Stephen the Madman is a right back who was unbelievable before he went to Chelsea from Barcelona. I love when we do that and we give the clues. But no one
does it. No one does it properly except me.
Yeah. Belletti.
Giuliano Belletti wasn't that bad for Chelsea.
I was going to say, was he that bad for Chelsea?
Nah.
I don't wait for it. Go on. Change your pick.
Damn it. Like, you know, I've had that since it was on me.
Do you know the ultimate pressure pick?
Go on.
He could be picked.
I know. You know what? I'm going to do it. Because I was going to do it, and it's fine. Because I've already picked someone that's come back, and I think he's come back since he was having his stinky time. I really do believe that. I know what you're thinking. I'm not going to do it. I like him. I'm not doing that. I'm not putting that on the net. But we know who he was talking about, don't we?
Yeah. Okay. But if you don't pick someone, that's who you're getting.
Oh, Jed Spence. This is it.
That's what I was talking about.
What
was
it? Who are you talking about?
Is it?
Who were you talking about?
Yeah, that's what we've got to know that now.
Nah, I'll tell you after. Because I don't want to put him on cam. Okay.
Boys, we've completed our draft of frowsy seasons. The Trouble Times draft. Premier League Trouble Times draft. That's what we're calling it. And we're
going
to.
Some got out and some didn't.
We're going to list the teams and we're going to pick team names for them. And the crowd's going to let us know who they would have picked from having bad seasons, bad periods. But Lumos, it's your team now. In goal, Petr Cech at Arsenal. Left back, Jimmy Traore at Liverpool. Centre-backs, Rio Ferdinand at QPR and Kalidou Koulibaly at Chelsea. Right-back, Cedric Suarez at Fulham. Midfield, Park Ji-sung at QPR, Mesut Ozil at the end of his time at Arsenal, and Philippe Coutinho at Aston Villa. Your forwards, Alexis Sanchez at Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo in his second spell at Manchester United and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
It's a good team.
What's your team called?
La Senra.
Well, what's that mean?
It's Arsenal backwards.
Dazza.
Yeah, go on.
Your team in goal. Norwich's Tim Krul. Bad pick. Bad pick.
Good player of the year.
Liverpool's Alberto Moreno. Not a great pick. Arsenal's Shkodran Mustafi. Chelsea's Wesley Fofana. Manchester United's bad period, Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Can I say this? He didn't get this game at all, did he? No. He didn't get this game.
What do you mean? Why did I get
Manchester United's Paul Pogba. West Ham's Reece Oxford and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain from Liverpool in midfield. Forwards, Arsenal's Willian, Chelsea's Fernando Torres and Tottenham's Richarlison. It makes sense the later it goes on, but you don't know defenders.
Wait, I done it off the top of my head, innit?
Everyone did.
Not really.
Your team's name is?
Trouble is there.
Dink Stars.
In goal on Tigo's team, Manchester United's Tim Howard. Left back, West Ham's Wayne Bridge. Centre-backs, Arsenal's Mikel Silvestre and David Luiz. Right-back, Aston Villa's Micah Richards. Midfield, Liverpool's Alberto Aquilani, Sunderland's Yann Mvia and Manchester United's Eric Jemba. On the left wing, Chelsea's Marco Marin. Up front, Tottenham's Roberto Soldado. And on the right, Everton's Yannick Bolasie.
I don't think you've got the game either, but everyone's going to see.
Because there's a lot of Bumlickers there, but...
Yeah, go on.
Can we get your team's name, please, and move on?
What are they called, man?
My team's name is a team of Dazza's usual picks. Margs.
What's it called?
A team of Dazza's usual picks.
Okay, so...
Margs.
Of course you're going to have my name in it. Go on, Margs.
No, I'm changing my team name.
Thank you.
Dazza's Ginger Girl.
Hey, you're just cutting up my business. I ain't got no ginger girl.
Margs, your team in goal, West Ham's Joe Hart. Left back, Liverpool's Paul Konchesky. Centre backs, Manchester United's Harry Maguire and Manchester City's Nicolas Otamendi. Right back, Tottenham's Matt Doherty.
Take it.
Midfield, Sunderland's Jack Rodwell. Manchester United's Alan Smith. Chelsea's Danny Drinkwater.
That's all English, by the way.
True. Forwards, Liverpool's Mario Balotelli. Chelsea's Andrei Shevchenko. And Arsenal's Nicolas Pepe.
That's a decent team, man. No, it's not, is it?
It's bad, yeah.
I'm going to call them Smudger and the Boys.
Who's Smudge? Oh, Smith.
How does Smudge come from Smith?
Steve-O the Madman, your team.
Yes.
In goal, West Ham's Rob Green. Left back, Tottenham's Gilberto. Centre backs, Liverpool's Dejan Lovren and Arsenal's Sebastian Scalacci. Right back, Tottenham's Jed Spence. Willfully picked. Midfield, Manchester United's Cleberson. Tottenham's Tanguy Ndombele. And West Ham's Freddie Ljungberg. And forwards, Manchester United's Wilfred Zaha, Chelsea's Radamel Falcao. Huh? Yeah. Oh, you're going to have to change one of these Tottenham.
Oh, ball.
This smells all
right. Yeah. Hey, this is bad. Jed Spence, Tanguy Ndombele, or Gilberto.
Is this changing? The first time this has happened?
I'm going to take out Ndombele, and I'm going to put in Nuri Sahin.
Brian from Liverpool.
From Liverpool. Yeah. Stunk, man. He was quality before he went there again. But yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna read your team again.
Sorry.
Okay, Steve-O.
Sorry, boys.
In goal for your team, Trouble Times 11. West Ham's Rob Green. Tottenham's Gilberto at left back. Centre backs, Liverpool's Dejan Lovren and Arsenal's Sebastian Scalacci. Right back, Tottenham's Jed Spence. Midfield, Manchester United's Cleberson, Liverpool's Nuri Sahin, and West Ham's Freddie Ljungberg. Your forwards, Manchester United's Wilfried Zaha, Chelsea's Radamel Falcao, and Chelsea's Ricardo Quaresma. What's the name of your team?
My team, because I've got a lot of French players in there, they are called La Stink.
Can you use Stink? Because I used it already. Can you put that in there?
Challenge him. Tell him. You tell him.
No, you've got to change your name. You've got to change your team name.
Why are you? What's your name? What's your
Stink
one?
Stink Stars.
Stink Stars. Mine's Le Stink.
But it's still got Stink in it.
It's from the same city, brother.
Le Paw.
Does that mean poop?
Le Pong. Le Pong.
Le or La?
La.
Pong.
La.
La Pong.
La Pong, boys.
La Pong.
So dumb.
That was a great draft of Trouble Times 11s.
That was tough, man.
Trouble is there.
It wasn't tough.
Excuse you.
I only know good players. I only know good players.
Some of these players are very good.
Yeah, man. I clearly won this one.
I didn't pick any of them.
Filthy@5.com. Subscribe to the channel.
Remember
Thanks
the Discord.
Thanks for coming, boys. There's a Discord, apparently.
Right here. Right here, right there. He says on my shoulders, right?
Hey, get these out of here.